firm.
Okay.
And if you had a good year of, or say wheat, say you had a good what of wheat, grew real well that year.
Lot folks
decided
they had a bumper crop.
Okay. And if you, when you first had some land and there were trees all over it, and stumps, and you wanted to get those out, what would you do to the land?
I guess if you wanted to get them out, you'd have to dig them up.
What would you call that? If you were going to plant that land?
Clearing the land.
Okay. And what about the second cutting of clover or grass? What would you call that?
Second harvest, I guess.
All right. What about what would you call if you had wheat in a bundle? What would you call that? Would you call it a bundle? Call it a sheep? No? Okay. How many sheaves made up a shock?
Well, I generally put about 4 sheaves.
And what well, if you had 40, say you had one bushel of wheat, and if you had 40 of them, what would you say? I have 40. 40 bushel? Something here about oats. You thrash oats. And after they were thrashed, what would you say the oats?
Just oats, grass oats.
But after you thrashed them, say the oats?
All thrashed.
Okay. And if it takes two of us to do it, you'd say?
Generally, take more.
Does it? Well, let's say if there are only two of us. We just decided that you and I would have to do it. How would you say that?
Another 2 hours dead.
Okay. Would you say both of us or all of us? Me and you?
Us two, I guess.
Us two? Okay. And if I'm taller than you are, you'd say you.
You are taller than I am.
And are you as tall as I am?
Me?
Yeah. So what'd you say? You're what? Me?
I'd say you are taller than I am.
Okay. Would you say you're not as tall as I am?
You're not as tall as I am.
What if somebody can do something a whole lot better than somebody else can? Then what do you say?
Well, I just say they're better at it in general.
Say if I do it better than you do it. If you were telling somebody that. Well, how would you say it?
Beat me all to pieces.
Okay.